Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hey guys, it's Gwen, and you're listening to Glam Squad Confidential. Well, of course I'm here today with my co-pilot on the beauty plane, Mr. Travis Cronin on the mic.
Oh, hey Gwen, lovely to be with you.
You and I, like, we're really proud of, we got quarantini, we were really into working out, we took this time to better ourselves, but some people, you know, it just went the other way. Now all of a sudden they're like, how am I going to look good on the beach, right?
Right. The COVID-15 is real with so many people.
That's true. So, you know, it's really lucky that there are all of these amazing procedures that can just make you look better, younger, thinner, sleeker. Like that M-Sculpt Neo, not yes. Bad. My butt's higher than it was when I was like 27. I'm not kidding. It's true. Really, it's true.
Yeah, I got abs for the first time because of it too.
A six-pack, if you will, an eight-pack. We have one of the foremost cosmetic dermatologists, I mean, expert in, you know, beyond just making people look good, he makes people look stellar. Mm-hmm. He is the man behind Madonna and those sculpted cheekbones and several other celebrities, influencers, socialites. Of course, it's none other than Dr. Paul Jared Frank. Hi, Dr. Frank.
Hello. Thanks for having me, guys.
Oh, my God. We'll take your enthusiasm any day. And, you know, this idea of, like, being able to go visit you and in a certain number of weeks, you know, having a body that we're happy to bear on the beach is, like, really making me feel enthusiastic, too.
It's body boom season right now.
It is body boom season. So tell us, like, what, you know, first of all, before we get into the body stuff, in case if our listeners aren't familiar with you, your philosophy, like, give us a little, you know, give us the whole elevator pitch. Tell us who you are.
Wow. I get to pitch myself. Okay. So I'm a native born New Yorker cosmetic dermatologist. And really the things I specialize in, I always say sucking and filling are my areas of expertise. I like shape. Whether it's reshaping the face.
In certain circles.
I know, sucking and filling, right? But I don't know. I like the three-dimensional sculpture of the body. And I'm really a tech guy. So I'm really trying to stay on the cutting edge and involved in the research of a lot of new technologies that involve this three-dimensional shaping. And what's great is that we now have technologies from the least invasive to the most invasive to suit everyone's needs. Because, you know, listen, people come in all shapes and sizes, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. But everyone has that, like, best version of themselves that they try and achieve. And we have so many technologies now where we could really help people achieve that with whatever level of invasiveness they're willing to tolerate.
Which is pretty awesome. That's the future.
Yeah.
But the future is now.
Now is
so tell us a little bit, you know, go ahead.
I was going to say the big thing now is that, you know, everyone's in a rush to have that hot girl summer, like, immediately, because it's like the masks are off, sun's out, guns out, buns out. And, you know, everyone's kind of like wants it done now. And, you know, I think although there was a lot of attention to self-care during the pandemic, people weren't able to take care of themselves as well as they really wanted to. I mean, maybe on social media, celebrities were living, you know, living their best yoga, keto lives. But I think a lot of people went through trouble. They gained that COVID-15, that 19. Their exercise routines weren't the same. They're cooking, they're ordering in, not great for the belly. So really people are, you know, they're coordinating their social coming out with having to be in a bathing suit and being in skimpy clothing and things like that. So really there's a kind of a mad aesthetic rush for body treatments.
And tell us a little bit about some of these treatments that people can come get.
Yeah. So, you know, there are several layers to the skin all the way down to the fat. The first thing I try and decide with people is it a fat issue? Is it a muscle issue? Is it a skin issue? Often it's a little combination of it all that creates a body shape. And then I try and decide, well, how quickly does someone need a result? Obviously, if someone has like 5 to 8 pounds to shave off, they're not going to get that done in 1 week right away without doing something invasive like laser microliposuction, which is a big part of my practice. And people are like, listen, I can't get rid of this last 8 pounds around my belly or my hips or my chin. Like, I want it removed and taken out. And I could do that for them. And within 2 weeks, they could be on a beach and it could be taken out.
Wow.
We all know there are all these CoolSculpting, TrueSculpt. There are all these kind of non-invasive fat removal devices. And they do work, but they are for small areas of fat. And they're for people that are patient. You know, you need to do a few treatments. You have to wait a couple of months in between. So it's more of a long-haul game. People really have to decide whether they're willing to go a little bit under the knife or whether they want to kind of kick sand off the mountain. So that's with that. The other main treatment right now, which everyone's crazy about, is cellulite treatment.
Right.
And, you know, although we can make differences pretty quickly, again, these are things that sometimes take a few treatments. But I will say a lot of the cellulite treatments that are out now that involve tightening the skin and kind of taking away that puckered look, even though they take several treatments to get like a permanent result, a lot of people come in like the Friday before their weekend and the toning. We use a device called M-Tone, which feels kind of like a very hot, like stone massage with a shockwave therapy, like a deep massage. And I got to say, it makes like the M-Sculpt Neo, which you guys were talking about before. It's like when you just worked out, like everyone's confident with their body right after the workout. Everything's like toned up. And that's what the M-Tone does for the skin.
So M-Tone will give you kind of like a short-term result, like an immediate.
Yeah, it will. Well, you know, M-Tone is actually made by the same people, BTL Aesthetics, as the M-Sculpt. So that's why the similar name. And they're often used in conjunction. We'll use an M-Sculpt technology. And for the audience out there, for people who don't know what M-Sculpt is, it's a muscle toning device that is able to challenge the muscle in a way you can't do on your own at the gym. And the newer version of it called the Neo is the first device that builds muscle, melts fat, and tightens skin. So it really does kind of the holy grail trifecta. But some people will do the Neo and then right on top of that, hit it with the cellulite treatment M-Tone. And that's kind of the, like, I'm ready for my weekend treatment. In fact, I'm going to try and sneak on both of them myself at the end of the day.
Do you use the machines? Like, you get on them, you use them yourself?
Absolutely. The problem is I have no time in my day because I have multiple of each because I have a few offices and they're always booked. And no one wants to put me in, or they do take time. You know, the M-Tone, you're on it for a half hour. The M-Tone treatments take an hour. You know, I'm too busy trying to pay the bills to get my own time on there. So,
right. My violin is just playing a tiny little serenade for you. So, what is it? What does the M-Tone machine cost for like one session?
For one session, it could range from anywhere between $700 and $1,000, depending on it. Most people will buy a package like, you know, buttock and posterior thighs, and a series of them can cost $3,500. And it will make a really good long-term difference. And if you're someone that has severe dimpling or other fat pockets, we often combine it with other treatments. Some people get liposuction and then do a series of M-Sculpts, or they use an injectable treatment to fill the little dimples that people have. So it's a very versatile device and it's very user-friendly with no downtime.
I think it's so interesting, like, you know, I do Pilates. So like I've gotten my abs to a really good place. But when I did M Sculpt Neo, I tried it on my butt because I really wanted my butt to be, you know, high in a way that like I can't really do it through exercise now at this point in my life. Are you seeing more and more of that, of like people focusing on the back body?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And again, you know, none of these treatments are going to replace taking care of yourself. I'm not here to be, you know, I call them medical trainers. That's what these devices are. You really have to take care of yourself. It's not an excuse for not eating well or, you know, the self-care that you need to do in nutrition and exercise. I'm the icing on the cake. That's what these machines do. And again, none of them are going to give like a total transformation, like a lifestyle choice would, but, they really do get you that like kind of last 10%. And because now we have the technologies, people are obviously more attentive to making improvements in areas like the butt, in areas like the thighs or the areas around the knees. Knees are a huge treatment right now. Everyone's concerned about their wrinkled knees.
Why? Why is that?
You're obviously not old enough to understand. But as you get older, the gravity, you know, I have a lot of men and women that, you know, they work out, they're thin, they're fit, but they get these like crinkled little loss of elasticity lines. You know, they just, what they do is they put their palm on their thighs and they pull up and they say, this is what I want. Right.
No, it's so funny. Yeah.
So now I kind of, there's a kind of combination treatment I developed. We call it the P. Frank MD knee lift, which involves using suspension threads, thread lifts
that
we put in under the skin. We do some injections to build up the collagen and the volume in the area. I will then do something like an M-tone treatment to tighten the skin. And then as the icing on the cake, we'll put these suspension threads under the skin that could really lift the tissue by a few millimeters. And it works.
It's amazing. Are you using those thread lifts on the body anywhere else?
I am. You know, I'm kind of concerned. Everybody, of course, people want to use them on the breast. They want to use them on the butt. I'm conservative with their use because I don't want to oversell. They are very useful on the face. They've come a long way in the last 10 years. But, you know, obviously, they're not going to lift heavy breasts that require a breast lift. They're not going to give a surgical result. But for people who are in good shape that need just a little edge, they work great.
Trav, have you done thread lifts yet?
I have not done thread lifts. I've seen many that just look fantastic. But thread lifts on the face, I feel like as soon as you get it on the face, you got to get it on the neck. Because then you have this amazingly smooth face. And then I feel like it amplifies the neck in that way too. But I think that would be fantastic for a knee lift, which I'm already looking at my knees. I'm in my mid-30s. And I know that they're going down. I know they're going down and I'm going to want
It happens to the best of us. The only place I don't like the threads, which is a big kind of internet sensation, is that like cat eye snatched like tiger thing. It looks good on Instagram before and after, but it really doesn't last. There's just some things you need surgery for. And I, you know, I think this is true of all my cosmetic procedures. I really try and cater the treatment to the person in front of me. Unfortunately, the cosmetic world is very consumerized and the med spa culture, people are trying to sell, sell, sell. You got to find the right procedure for the right patient. And that's where kind of, you know, and I'm not the only expert in this field, but you got to find someone that's going to really work in your best interest, whether you're doing the body or the face.
Totally. Now, speaking of body and like outlandish treatments, you've obviously seen pictures of the Kardashians on Instagram, Kylie.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you think they have had done to get those Barbie bodies? That cannot be nature. That cannot be waist training. Come on.
No. I mean, most of all, it takes commitment because this is their life, the way they look. I mean, they live, you know, the J-Lo life, the Kardashian life, and there's nothing wrong with it. The way they look is an overwhelming part of their image. But, you know, I'm sure they're in doctor's offices every week for something. You know, they're not my patients, so I can't specifically comment on it. But there's definitely been some transfer of fat and reshaping of the body that is surgical. You're not getting those type of results from M-Sculpt and a few injections in the tush. I mean, I do fat transfer in the buttocks. I do Sculptra filler injections. There are whole different variations of things that you could do. But obviously, that's to an extreme. And I think only their doctors and themselves know the real answer to that. But commitment to the end result is certainly a part of it. That's not a once-a-year doctor's visit.
Right. And now, do you think that you know, did a lot of people come see you during the pandemic? Like, I have a girlfriend who got a full facelift. I know a lot of people that did, you know, anything they were thinking of doing was like, you were kind of away from prying eyes. You could, is that an actual trend that happens?
And
how do you think that's going to play into as the world opens up where we're at? Are people like rushing to come in now for things?
Yeah. So, you know, it's interesting, you know, I didn't work for 2.5 months at all. So, you know, 2020 wasn't ideal for anybody, but I did keep busy once we did open up in the end of May. And I would say the overall trend is that people came in for the big procedures. I've been doing liposuction for 22 years. I haven't been as busy as I am now. I mean, I don't have enough time in the schedule. I've been working Saturdays to fit people in because people have the time to recover. I've been doing the more aggressive laser resurfacings where people are down for a week. Why? Because they have time to recover. They've been wearing masks and at home. The more quick maintenance treatments, actually, for a lot of the pandemic, the M sculpts, the M tones, the clear and brilliance, the lighter you need many of these treatments, a lot of people didn't come in for because going to a doctor's office was like a risky thing. You know what I mean? So people weren't coming in for the once a week treatments during the peak of the pandemic. They were coming in for the big ones. Now that the pandemic's over, or not over, but almost over, people just, they're just coming in for everything. They still want liposuction like crazy. They still want the non-invasive stuff. They're coming in twice a week for things. And fortunately, you know, people are ready to be the best version of themselves again. And I think they really want to, they want to do something for themselves. There's retail therapy involved in this. And when we look good, we feel good. We're visual creatures. So it's busy.
And how many M-Sculpt Neo treatments do you recommend for abs, for arms? I know every body is different, but generally overall, how much till people can see muscle definition that they want?
Well, I usually tell them 4 to 8 to start out with. I mean, the normal package is 4, but there are some people who have a little bit more than the average person. So I'll say 4 to 8. And then we work out a maintenance. We call it, we have like a medical gym membership where I package things. I got patients who come once a quarter, once a year. I got patients who literally are on it, you know, every 2 weeks indefinitely. I'm like that part of their trainer soul cycle package. You know what I'm saying?
It's safe to do that. You can go every 2 weeks, like
absolutely.
Forever, for your.
Absolutely. The misconception about these technologies is that you just get strapped in and you're left alone. You know, I call my nurses M-Sculpt trainers. There really is a skill to giving it to the person and slowly increasing the energy. You don't do the last 10 minutes of a soul cycle class in the first 10 minutes, right? When you're with your trainer has to guide you through the workout. They don't just hand you the sheet and then come back in an hour. And I really believe to get the best results with a lot of these skin tightening treatments, muscle building treatments, it really takes the skill of a healthcare professional to guide you through it. That's just why, I mean, I have a team of, you know, of 10 different healthcare professionals that work with me that are really trained in getting people to the best and safest result, because you can't hurt yourself. You can't pull a muscle. You can't cause sciatica with these things and irritate nerves or burn the skin. And it is a medical procedure.
Right. Now, when you leave, when a patient leaves your office after they've done a series of M-Sculpt Neo or whatever, how do they maintain those results at home? Are there any skincare products that they can use to maintain those results? What do you like?
Well, you know what? I'm very big on skincare as well, but it's mostly for facial treatments. You know, there isn't that much topically you could really do for body treatments. I mean, there are products with caffeine in it and retinoids that could help with texture of the skin, but there's nothing that's going to lift your tush, tighten, get rid of your cellulite. It's really about diet and exercise. And I really do believe, and part of the thing I talk about in my book, The Pro-Aging Playbook, is really just about the overall lifestyle choices, which are as important as wearing sunscreen.
Absolutely.
And having a good skin regimen. I mean, what you put into your body affects your skin, the sugar, the dairy, the carb balance, when you eat, how you eat, you know, different techniques that people use to fast and how to exercise. There's no, like skincare, there's no one best lifestyle for nutrition and exercise. It's really important that people seek out something that's going to work for them.
I totally agree. I mean, I've been like really eating really clean, like through the whole pandemic, eating really clean, mostly cooking for myself. And then I was out to dinner the other night and I had like a deep fried soft shell crab sandwich because I love soft shell crabs and it's the height of soft shell crab season. And I was like, I'm just going to like be naughty and have this one. And honestly, I felt like crap for 2 days afterwards.
But it was so good. Don't hate yourself. That's the pro aging secret. You don't cheat, you treat. And you take care of yourself most of the time. And once in a while, you go off the rails. That's what's life about. You're not going to regret on your deathbed having that soft shell crab sandwich. So you got to enjoy. It's really just, there's no diet. You just got to recognize there's a lifestyle that you have to lead. And that occasionally you're going to enjoy yourself. And, you know, no one's perfect. The most gorgeous model has her bad skin days, too. So we're all just trying to do our best here.
Totally. All right. Before we let you go, dream celebrity, who would you love to treat if you could? Who would you love to get your hands on to improve or maybe just have fun with? Oh, maybe just hang out.
Yeah. I got to tell you, most of them are unfortunately passed. I mean, I would have loved to spend some time with David Bowie and Lou Reed. Because they, to me, they make up the male aesthetic, the imperfect, like wonderful male aesthetic. And I do a lot of men and I really do appreciate male beauty. And there's a way to optimize it without making them, without taking away their masculinity or their femininity, if that's what they choose. And those are two icons that I would not only like to have dinner with, but I would have liked to have been there during their artistic aesthetic revolution that they're known for.
Oh, I love that. I love that.
Yes.
All right. Well, you guys, this was so informative, also hilarious. And, you know, just looking at you, Dr. Frank, I need to get to your office stat. And I can't even imagine what Travis is thinking. But you guys, you know, now you've got all the knowledge. So kick off your summer. Let it be your hot girl summer, your hot guy summer. We're here for you. Go to usmagazine.com/stylish for more celebrity beauty tips and tricks all week long. Come back next week for a new episode. And until then, stay gorgeous.